Nigel Farage hails Anglo-American hand of friendship during Trump visit. By Joe Markham on June 3, 2019. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has spoken out in support of President Donald Trump's state visit to the UK on Monday, talking of the hand of friendship extended between the two nations. As Trump arrives in the UK for his three-day visit, he comes offering a trade deal if we need one, but also Americans' hand of friendship. As the democratically elected leader of the free world, we should extend to him a welcome that befits the status of his office and great country, the Brexit Party leader wrote Monday. President Trump has hailed Farage as a friend and the two men are understood to keep in touch, with Mr. Farage updating the president on the lack of progress the British government is making on taking the United Kingdom out of the European Union. President Trump said in an interview ahead of his state visit that Farage should have been invited to be a part of the Brexit negotiating team. He said, "I think it is a mistake. He, Farage, has a lot to offer. He is a very smart person. They won't bring him in. Think how well they would do if they did. They just haven't figured that out yet." President Trump also congratulated Mr. Farage on the outstanding success of the newly formed Brexit Party, which has recently topped the national polls and won the EU elections. Mr. Trump said last week, "I hear he has done very well. I think he has got a lot to offer. Obviously, a lot of people agree with me because I saw his numbers and they were very good." Trump specifically congratulated Nigel Farage and the Brexit Party on their victory in the European Parliament elections and also described Mr. Farage as a friend of mine. A sentiment echoed by Mr. Farage in a tweet this afternoon in which he said, "It is clear Donald Trump wants Brexit to happen. He is a true friend to Britain." There are unconfirmed reports that the president asked for Mr. Farage to be in attendance at the state banquet being hosted for the president by the Queen, to which President Trump would be allowed to invite a small number of personal guests. However, Mr. Farage claims that the Prime Minister's officials have told the U.S. leader not to meet with Mr. Farage during his visit, a move which Farage branded absolutely ludicrous.